It's been over a year since I've interacted with anyone outside my family without wearing a mask. Last year, on Friday, March 13th, we left New York City for what we thought would be a two-week Easter break. We didn't know at the time that schools in New York and across the U.S. would begin shutting down that week. Our children's school had to pivot entirely to distance learning over the spring break without any preparation. Some schools are still closed over a year later. Our kids had to learn how to use Zoom and Google Classroom and how to manage their own schedules. Our five-year-old can't even read, but she worked it out. There were definitely moments with tears. We were unable to return to New York because our apartment is too small for five of us to be on Zoom at the same time. I think we have moved 9 times in the past year, moving from Airbnb to Airbnb. For most of the year, the kids attended school online and I continued to run my business remotely. As spring turned into summer, it was becoming hard to find places we could afford. We were searching as far away as Maine and even Nova Scotia, but the borders to Canada were closed by then. We lived week to week, hoping things would improve, but they didn't. COVID cases continued to climb and things got worse in New York. We saw photos of field hospitals in Central Park across the street from our apartment. We heard stories from friends still isolated in their tiny apartments in New York of empty streets and shuttered businesses. Our children finished their school year over Zoom, separated from their teachers and friends. Our eldest graduated her final year of elementary school on Zoom, without the end-of-year celebrations or in-person goodbyes. I have been having up to 13 Zoom calls per day, every day of the week. We spent the summer holidays away from the city, hunkered down and hoping schools would reopen in the autumn. We are now back in New York and the kids are back at school. We have to check their temperatures in the morning and log their health into an app each day. They have to enter the school from one side and exit from the other. Their desks are 6 feet apart. They all wear masks, even on the playground. We get emails every few days alerting us to COVID cases in the school. There have been a couple of class shutdowns, but so far we've all remained healthy. Even back in New York, though, I find myself missing the little things. I haven't had a beer in a bar or hung out with friends in over a year. I miss smiles from strangers I pass on the street. I miss the light banter with the staff of my go-to lunch spot, where they actually knew my name. I miss the lunch spot itself. It, like many others around my office, has closed down and may never reopen. I even miss riding the subway and the morning jam of people on the elevator. We have none of that now. There are no smiles from strangers as everyone still wears masks. There is no banter in the remaining lunch spots because everyone is masked and behind barriers at a distance. I walk or bike to work, rain or shine, which I guess is one good thing that has come out of this. I ride the elevator alone. The occasional time someone steps on with me, we shrink to the opposite corners, as far away from each other as possible. I know I am changed. I find myself reacting to photos of friends in New Zealand hanging out with each other, up close and without masks. I react to movies when there are handshakes and hugs. I even react to Zoom calls when there are two people at the other end, together without distancing or masks. It feels weird, but I know I am one of the lucky ones. I see the nurses and essential workers going to and from work. I see the delivery people on their bikes. I see the construction workers. I see the taxi drivers and bus drivers. I see the boarded up businesses. I see the homeless people on the streets. I think of the millions of people who have been affected far worse than me, and I count my many blessings. But there's hope. Vaccines are now available at most pharmacies in the city. People are starting to travel again. Businesses that closed down are being replaced by new businesses. Sidewalk cafes and restaurants are humming again with diners. The parks are bursting with spring blossoms and people enjoying being out and about. The Central Park horse carriages are back. The streets are becoming clogged again with yellow taxis. New York is beginning again to feel like New York. And as we look ahead towards summer, I feel a collective, cautious sense of optimism.